Okay, let us begin our next journey through Shas. Baruch Hashem, today we have the schus of starting Shas Katan, as it's known, Ba'olam HaYeshivos, Maseches Ksubis, which is one of the more popular Maseches to learn in the Yeshivas. Probably at some point in our lives we have some memory of at least the first few blot of Maseches Ksubis at certain times, and Ksubis has everything. Ksubis has everything, and it's a real treat and schus for us to be able to start learning it together. Okay, first Mishnah. Psulin is the Yom HaRavi. Even before we start, we could talk about why Ksubis is here in the structure of Seder Nashim. All the Mefarshim ask, why is Yevamos first and Ksubis second? You think Ksuba has something to do with marriage, so Kedusha, that could be first. Yevamos is just a unique type of marriage, so put Yevamos after. Put the regular marriage first. Kedushin maybe Kedushin should be first, and then Ksubis. So the Gemara deals with why first you have Nadarim and Uzzar and Sota, we'll get to those after. But at least Yevamos should be first. So that's the question of the Tosfos Yontif. Tosfos Yontif at the beginning of Yevamos, the first page of the Yochanan Boaz in the Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos. So Tosfos Yontif asks, why is Yevamos first and not Ksubis? So he gives three different reasons. The first one he quotes is the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam. Why is Yevamos first? Regular marriage is something that we have a choice to do. We get to choose when, we get to choose who. Because a man, even though ultimately we'll talk about this at length, whether it's a mitzvah to get married or not, but even if it's a mitzvah to get married, still, Bezdin's not going to force anybody to get married. But Yibum situation, to do Yibum or Chalitza, that's a case where Bezek could force you. Because it's a mitzvah, you gotta do Chalitza, you gotta do Yibum. The Hahaskala Bitvarm Hamukrachim Huhanachon. Vaharoi Minadavashina Machrachim. Says the Rambam, it's better to start with the things that you have to do than the things that you want to do. So that's why first comes Yivamas, because that's the marriage that you are forced, quote unquote, to do something, even if you choose chalitza, but you're forced to do something. Number one. A second reason, now the Tosfos Yontif himself talks, says maybe we need Yevamos, because throughout Maseches Yevamos, we learned all the people who you're not allowed to marry. All the Mamzer, Amoni, Mitzri, Adomi. So we learned all of this. So you got it before you get married, before you do a ksuba, you got to know who you are marrying. And finally, number three, he says, Hikta Maseches Yevamos, because by Yibam, you're Mekayim two mitzvahs. It's Lahakim Zera La'achiv. There's a special mitzvah, say, to perpetuate your brother's seed, besides the regular mitzvah of marriage. Masha'eke Ksuba, by regular Ksuba, it's just a regular marriage, so that's why he says, Tovim Ashnayim in Ha'echad. So it's better to have two, better to be doing two mitzvahs more than one. So that's why he says, Yibam Yim Mekayim two mitzvahs, while here you only Mekayim one mitzvah. So there are three reasons given by the Remember, a ksuba, actually I mentioned this after the final reason, the Pnei Yeshua just has one more reason. He says at the end of Maseches Yevamos, remember we learned yesterday, those who were here, we learned about a machlokas, whether their cross-examination is required by Edus Isha. A man comes and says, so-and-so's husband died, is machlokas, whether we have to cross-examine him. Says the Pnei Yeshua, ultimately that machlokas, in his opinion, boils down to whether ksuba is d'oraisa or ksuba is d'rabbanan. So he says that's a perfect lead into the next Masechta, which is Maseches Ksubis. Those are a couple of ideas why Maseches Ksubis is where it is and why Yevamos is where it is. Remember, I mean, connected to that Pnei Yeshua, a Ksuba is not a marriage license. You're fully married without a Ksuba. We'll talk about this a lot. We get to Daf Yud Aleph, where it talks about whether Ksuba is Darais or Darabanan. But a Ksuba lists off the obligations that a husband has, takes upon himself now, at the time of the Chasen's Tish, and he loves his wife so much that even if something happens in the future where things don't work out, or if the husband dies, he still will support his wife. But they're fully married. It doesn't say anything about getting married in the Ksuba. It does talk about it, but they're fully married even without the Ksuba. There's an Issa Darabanan for a man to live with his wife without a Ksuba, even for one moment. So therefore, that's why I mentioned before, if the husband and the wife lose their ksuba, you got to call the rabbi that day. A rabbi, you got to get what's called a ksuba de'erchasa, a ksuba that replaces one that was lost. But they're fully married even without a ksuba. Ksuba is a document of commitment, monetary commitment, on behalf of the husband for the wife. Okay, so that's why ksubis is where it is and yevamos is where it was. So now we start the Mishnah. Psula nisleis liyom haravi. A besula, a woman who has never been married before, says the Mishnah, should get married on Wednesday. Psula nisis the Yom HaRevi. The Almana liyom HaChamishi, and an Almana on Thursday. So we'll get back to the Almana at another time, but the focus of the Gemara, the next couple of blot, especially today, will be the first phrase. A psula gets married on Wednesday. Why? Shepa'amayim b'Shabbos, because twice a week, Batei Din and Yoshin ba'ayaros, Bezdin sat in the cities, b'yom ha'sheni b'yom ha'chamishi, every Monday and Thursday. They Bezdin sat. Why they sit on Mondays and Thursdays? Monday and Thursday are Yemei Rachamim. Yemei Rachamim. There may, we know from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why we say Behu Rachum on Mondays and Thursdays. Not because, oh, God, it's a long Tachlin today. Right? No, it's a special schus to say the long Tachlin. Why do we say a special Tachlin? Hashem Behu Rachum Bechaper Avod. Have more Rachmanis on us. Because Mondays and Thursdays are special Yemei Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks down upon us in a special way on Mondays and Thursdays. That's why Ezra was misakein that Bezdin should sit Dafka on Mondays and Thursdays. Tosfos will talk about on tomorrow's Daf Gimel what was before Ezra. But Bezdin had some kind of schedule. So what happened before Ezra? So that we'll get to Bezra tomorrow. What happened before? So anyway, so Ezra set up that Bezdin sat on Mondays and Thursdays, and therefore what? Shim Hailo Titus Basula Mayamashkim LeBezdin. And therefore we want people to get married on Wednesday. So if Wednesday night, the first night the husband and the wife live together, the husband realizes that the woman is not a psula, he will be able to come to Bezdin the following morning while he's still angry, and figure out whether he will be allowed to stay married to this woman. Because we're choshes that if it's a day, if it's a day later, 2 days later, he can't get the bezin yet, he'll calm down, oh, I really do love her, okay, maybe she did something beforehand, but I can live with it, it's okay, and really she's a Surah Labayla. If it's true that this woman was Mizana before they got married, so then, Baratzon, so then, she would be a Surah Labayla. Okay. That is the Mishnah. A couple of points that we have to talk about on the Mishnah. Number one, Tosva says, why doesn't it just say Wednesday night? Why Wednesday day? Right? So then it says Liyom Harvi. Let's do it Wednesday night. And then Wednesday night they can be together, and then Thursday you come. Tosva says, interesting Tosva, the Tosva is here, Dibra Maskel Liyom, little Tosva, for Lo Liyo Belel Chabishi. Why don't you say Wednesday night? Mikadara Parakbasra Danita, as it says, Deleka Ksuba Delarova Tigra. There's always some machlokas at a wedding. There's always some things that people don't agree on. There's always something that comes up. Halavai should be perfect, but sometimes there's things that come up. There's never a ksuba, there doesn't have any tigra, any fighting about it. Some people are going to get into arguments, and your wedding is going to become so late in the night that they're never going to get to anything that night, right? It's going to be, if you have a wedding at night, you know, hours and hours. When do you have the mitzvah tans? At 6 a.m? You know, so then, if you have a mitzvah tans. So says the Tosfos, that's why it's, you have the wedding at the, by day, and it's also a market to have a wedding by day, and, to have the husband and the wife be together for the first time that night. That is that Tosfos. Then we have another Tosfos, the second Tosfos, very important Tosfos. Nisseis, an idea we'll come back to a number of times. Ha delok tani nosin es ha basula. Why does it say basula nisseis the Amhar Ravi? A basula gets married. Why doesn't it say a man marries a woman on Wednesday? Why does it say a woman gets married on Wednesday? Kimo ha ish bekadesh. Just to give you a parallel, you always have, whenever you ask a question, why not, you have to say, well, where else do you have the other lashon? In Maseches Kedushin, a man marries a woman. Ha ish mekadesh in the second parak of Maseches Kedushin. Aye, the first parak is ish and nikneis. Tosfos doesn't ask that question, but he says ha ish mekadesh. Aye, why? Number one, l'vishata makatzer yoser. Ah, it's a short lashon. Ish and nikneis. It's only two words. You don't have to mention the man. The ode. That's a word issue. But now he has a svara. But ode d'itana hachi. If I would have said no sin, hava amina afilu balkarcha. I would have had a havamina that marriage could be done balkarcha. Kid de Mishani Gabi, etc., as we'll see later. What do you mean balkarcha? We know gerushin can be done balkarcha. That's a din d'oraisa. Okay, mida rabbana, we don't do it by force based on takanas rabbeinu gerushin. But mida oraisa, a man divorces a woman balkarcha. So says Tosfos, we would have had a havamina that even nisuin could have been balkarcha. Just one other ha'ara you have to add in. What do you mean? It says in the, why would you have thought nisuin? So says the Marshal on this Tosfos, the Chachma Shlomo in the back. Why would you have thought that? Because remember, I didn't explain this before, but I'll explain it now. What are we talking about? In the olden days, they did the two stages of marriage 12 months apart from each other. They had Erisin or Kiddushin. Those are synonyms. They did that. The man gave the woman a ring, Hariyam Kodeshusli. They did that Aleph Tammuz 1 year, and then a year later, they waited 12 months to give the time for the husband to make sure his financial status is in order, to give time for the woman to get the proper makeup. You know, they gave a lot of time before the Nisuin. The Nisuin took 12 months. It was much later. So says the Marsha, and that's why there's a worry that the woman was Mazanet during this year. because that's when she would be asur labayla. If it's an ashes, she's already a married woman, an ashes ish after erisin. And if an ashes ish is mezana, that's when she becomes asur labayla. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So says the Marshal, that's why we have this havamina. There's already a context. They're already related. They're already married. Kiddushin, fine, that has to be Baratzon. I'm never arguing on that. So says the Marshal, that's the Havamina Tosfos is saying. You might have thought that once she agreed to the Kiddushin, so then it already could be done Bal Karcha, the Nisuin at least, because stage one was already done. Similar, it doesn't mention it to Yibum. You know, Yibum, once the relationship is created, then it could be even be done Bal Karcha. So that's how the Marshal explains Tosfos' Havamina. So we'll get back to a number of times. The relationship between Kiddushin and Gerushin, and the fact that Nisuin and Kiddushin is not done Bal Karcha. But that's the Havamina of Tosfos. Okay. Let's continue. One more important point on the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah ended off, so why is their marriage on Wednesday? By the way, we'll get to the obvious question. If Bezin meets on Mondays and Thursdays, so why do you have to have the marriage on Wednesday? Why not on Sunday? Okay, the Gemara's going to ask that right here on that base. Says the Mishnah, why? Because if he has a tainus basulim, he comes to Bezin. What's the purpose of his coming to Bezin? What's the purpose of his coming to Bezdin the next morning? My wife was not a psula. My wife was not a psula. And the Gemara is going to talk about it. If he's a liar, that's called Motzi Shemra. And that's you get two punishments for that. But Tosfos the Dibur Maskil She'im. The Im Tomer, Tosfos says that we're going to learn later on Daf Tes, which is probably the most famous Daf in Ksubis that they spend the most time on. I spent 3 months on. We're going to have to spend a Slichas day, 40 minutes on it. Right? So says the, later on, the Gemara says if a man comes to Bezdin and says, my wife was not a psula, so he is only believed by certain cases. Really, there's a sfeks feka. There's a double doubt when it comes to a man comes to court, my wife was out of psula. Maybe she was raped. Maybe she was an ones. And if it was an ones, so then she is not usher to her husband. And number two, even if it was baratzon, right, maybe it was before Arison. She did an avera, but she's not usher to her husband. If an unmarried woman is bezana, she's not married yet, she's not usher to her husband. So the Gemara there later on in Daftas said, there's a svek sveka, if a man comes to court without witnesses, and says, my wife is not a psula, so she's not usher to her husband, only in two specific cases. So Tosfos says, Im Tomar, Hatena, Ashes Kohen, Abchuz Bashalosh, in cases where there's only one suffix. And Ashes Kohen, Rachman al Islan, and Ashes Kohen is raped, so she's usher to her husband. She's usher. It's a tremendous tragedy. She's Nana, she's usher to her husband. She's an Ashes Kohen. So says Tosfos, that case you only have one doubt. So there he's gonna be able to usher her to the husband. But so, what's the Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah says he's going to come to Bezdin. He's never going to be believed, even if he comes to Bezdin. Yeah.
Doesn't he have to prove what his allegation?
Yes, fine. So let's say even if he proves that she's not a psula, we still have a svek sveka.
Okay.
So there are no edim. He doesn't have edim. He's going to come to Bezdin. We're going to get to what you're saying in a minute. Rashi's going to talk about it. But says Tosfos, so what's the Mishnah talking about? Only in these cases? We make everybody get married on Wednesdays because in these cases, he'll have power and effectiveness if he'll come to court the next day? Tosfos says, yes. Low plug, because there are two cases. The case of Ashes Cohen and another case we'll get to later. Pchuthim Vashalosh. Rabbeinu Tam says, low plug, all women get married that day. Rashi, and this is the gavlus of Rashi. Many times Rashi is answering questions that we don't even know he's bothered by. Once we see Tosfos, then we can look at Rashi and say, wow, look at Rashi now. The last three lines of Rashi on the Mishnah. Umitosha yavo lebezdin, yisbarer hadavar, ukishayetze hakol, shema yavo edim. Says Rashi, he's not going to be believed. You're right. But what's the issue here? Maybe if he comes to court and they write it up in the newspapers, so-and-so came to court, his wife is out of psula, edim will come! Oh, you know what? We know what happened. We know exactly what happened, when it happened, what happened. We know the story. Says Rashi in Achinami. He's bothered by Tosfos Kasha. He knows we're not going to be believed, but you know what? Maybe edim will come, and that's what we're trying to generate by his coming to Bezdin. The Achronim discussed this machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What exactly is the Nakuda? What Tosfos doesn't hold of edim? Why doesn't Tosfos say, you know, he's going to come and the Edim, he's going to generate Edim. So the Machlokas, as is explained, I brought it from the Berachas Avram, Ravram Erlinger, but again, many of the Achronim discuss it, and that is, Hashem, on a Sunday, we have a few extra minutes, so we can spend some time. So says the question is, this is a case of Svek Sveka. This is a case of Svek Sveka. I come to court, my wife was not a psula, and there is a double safek. Me ikir hadin, my wife is mutter to me. By svek sveka, by a double doubt, which again we'll get to more, is there a concept of efshar levarer? Efshar levarer. If something's mutter because of a svek sveka, do you have to go the next step and try to figure out exactly what happens? In general, forget the case of Eidus Ish. You have a svek sveka by hilchas kashrus. You know, you have a spoon that might have gotten treif, and then it got mixed into your other spoons. So the double, you don't know if it's asur, and even if it's asur, you don't know if this is the right spoon. So, and there are many cases of a double doubt. So is there a concept of efshar levarer? Once it's mutter, do you still have the obligation, if it's possible, to really figure things out or not? That's a major issue in the Rishonim. Say this says the Berachas Avram and others, that's what's going on with Rashi and Tosas. What does Rashi say? It's really mutter. I come to court. Or let's say I don't come to court. I know my wife is Mazana. I know my wife was not a Psula. And I know it's a double doubt. I don't know when. I don't know how. So do I have to come to court to try to get Edom to come? What do you mean? It's mutter. It's a svek sveka. Says Rashi, yeah. Svek sveka, even if it's possible to get a better way out, better figuring out, so then you got to do it. Tosfos says, no. It's just kohen, fine. It's only one suffix. It's a low plug. But says Tosfos, you don't have to, because once it's mutter because of svek sveka, right? You're going to say, yeah? Oh, good question. We're going to talk about that. Does Efshar Levarer make it like a Dover Sheish L'Matirin? But that's a concept of no Bittel. Right? We're not talking about Bittel here. Right, okay, we're going to talk about it. There are a number of ways to understand why Svek Sveik is Mutter. One of them is like a Dover Sheish L'Matirin. So we'll talk about that hopefully later on next week. Okay, so that's Rashi and Tosfos, and that is the Berachas Avraham. So, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah says a woman gets married on Wednesday, so that if something that night, if the husband sees that the woman is not a psula, he could go to court the next day, next morning. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Says the Gemara, "Bipnei ma amar psula nesis b'amar vi." Why does a psula have to get married on Wednesday? Lafi sheshaninu is because of a Mishnah later on. The Mishnah says later on in Daf Nun Zayin, higi esman velo nisu. As we mentioned, there were 12 months between Erisin and Nisuin. What happens if the day of Nisuin finally came, 12 months later, and for some reason they didn't get married that day? Nothing happened. Velo nisu. Whose fault was it? We're going to go into. But something happened, says the Mishnah. Ochlos mishalova ochlos mitshuma. He already has to start supporting her. His chiyuv of mizonos has already kicked in. If he is a kohen, she could already start eating truma. Because midaraisa, an arusa, could eat truma. We'll get to midrabanan why she wouldn't. But really, on this day, the day that they were supposed to get married, she starts eating already. He has to support her. Yachol. We'll talk about that more in a minute. You might think that if the 12 months ended on a Sunday, that he even has to start supporting her that day. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. That, no, really, Chazal said Wednesday, so if the 12 months ended on a Sunday, for those 3 days, he's not responsible. Because the reason he's not getting married is because he's listening to Chazal waiting till Wednesday. Yeah? Oh, beautiful, because midarabanan, she's not allowed to. Midaraisa, she can. She's called midarabanan, right? Midaraisa, she's allowed to eat truma, right, when she's in Arusa. There are two reasons given in the Gemara later on why midarabanan she can't, but now, once the time comes for Nisuin, we remove that isidarabanan, and she can eat truma on that day. So we linked the two Mishnayos, on Daf Beis and on Daf Nun Zayin. Oh, so says, this one, who is talking here? Rav Yosef quoting Shmuel. So now Amar Rav Yosef, after Rav Yosef says this statement that he heard in the name of Shmuel, he says, Mari Davram! It's a Lashon of, what's going on here? Mari Davram is a Lashon Shvua. It's a Lashon, what's going on here? Rashi says, Tamal Devei Rabbo. Says, what's going on here? God of Abraham. Mari is his master. God of Abraham. Tali Tanya B'delo Tanya. What are you? You're being tole. You're making dependent on a Mishnah on something that's not in the Mishnah. So says the Gemara, 1 minute. Hey Tanya hey Lo Tanya. What do you mean? Which is the Mishnah? Which is not the Mishnah? Hatanya Vatanya. It's two Mishnayos we're linking. One's in Adaf Beis, one's in Adaf Nun Zayin. Rav Yosef, what's your problem? What are you bothered by? Ella, this is what I was bothered by, says Rav Yosef. Tali Tanya de Mefarish Taima, Midatanya de Lomafarish Taima. I don't understand. That's what Achan just said. Our Mishnah gives a reason why you get married on Wednesday. What's Shmuel saying? Why do you get married on Wednesday? Because you're going to start, because it's linked to the next Mishnah that you're going to start eating Truma. You know, you have till Wednesday, even if the 12 months ends on Sunday. What are you bringing in that other Mishnah for? The Mishnah here says enough. You know, most of the time the Mishnah doesn't give reasons. Here the Mishnah, Baruch Hashem, gives a reason. So you get married on Wednesday because you want to come to court the next day. So we have to bring in the chiddush. You have to come on Wednesday because bringing in the other mishnah. So what exactly is the connection? I don't understand. And the Rashi explains that Rav Yosef was not only was it that he was wondering what his Rebbe said, but Rav Yosef was sick for a little while and he forgot a bunch of his learning. So Rashi quotes here too. He was trying to figure out exactly, piece together what he had known beforehand. Chala Rav Yosef is shachach talmudo v'toal dvar v'rishonim. He's wondering, what did I say? I quoted Shmuel. What did I mean by that? So that's the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what did Shmuel mean by the fact that he's linking our Mishnah to that next Mishnah? So Eli Bar Hachi Bar. So you got to read everything together. So let's read it now. This is what was he meant to say. Amr of Yehuda Amar Shmuel Mipnei Ma Amru Besula Nisseis Liom HaRavi. Why does the Besula get married on Wednesday? Like our Mishnah says, Shem Haya Lo Tainis Besulim, because if he has a Taina that she wasn't a Besula, Haya Mashkim LeBezdin. Fine. Our Mishnah will come to Bezdin the next day. And now, what was the added point? Vitinase be'echad b'Shabbos. So what about Sunday? Sunday's just as good as Wednesday. Why can't you get married on Sunday? That's also the day before. Then he'll go to Bezdin Monday morning. Shem ha'ilo tainis besula mayimashim lebezdin. He'll go to Bezdin the next morning. So why is Sunday worse than Wednesday? So the Gemara answers, shaktu chachamim al takanas bonos Yisrael. The chachamim were very concerned about Benos Yisrael, she tarech b'suuda shlosha yamim, echad b'shabbos, v'sheni b'shabbos, v'shlishi b'shabbos, u'bravi konsa. Chazal wanted people to be involved in the suuda, where they got caterers, or they were involved, they were very involved in the wedding, for at least 3 days before the wedding. The Shabbos is going to break things up. So you want to give the husband Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, give him some straight days in order to be very involved in the wedding, and then get married. Why? The Rabbi Yosef Engel here quotes, this is linked to the other principle we're going to have, a person's not going to put so much effort into something and put their kishkas in four days straight into something and then make up a story. He's not going to spend so much money on the wedding and so much time on the wedding and then make up a story. Chazaka ein adam torech b'su'udu u'mafsida. So therefore, if he spends so much time, then we're pretty sure if he claims anything afterwards, you know, it would probably be true. I mean, he's not going to make up a story after he's Torech Besuda for Shlosha Yamim. So that's why Chazal wanted him to be Torech Besuda Shlosha Yamim, so that he is for sure will not try anything, because there's a Chazaka that he's going to take this seriously. Period. And now we didn't get up to where the next Mishnah comes in. Yeah?
Benos Yisrael.
Benos Yisrael. What do you mean? It's for the good of the girls. It's for the good of the females. Oh, and now we finally finish up the statement. This was all one big statement. V'yachshav sheshaninu shaktu. And now that we know shaktu, meaning Chazal said not on Sunday, but only on Wednesday. So now we bring in the other Mishnah. Osa sheshaninu agiyaz mavalo nisu. Ochlos bishalov, ochlos bitruma. That which we have later on. That if the time for nisuin comes 12 months later, after Averson, and we know that what should kick in, the chiyuv of mizonos should kick in, and the ability for her to eat shruma should kick in at that moment. Higiyas man be'echad b'Shabbos. But if it happened on Sunday, the 12 months ended on Sunday. Mitoch shein yachal lichnos, since the husband he wants to get married, but he can't get married, and he won't get married because of the takana derabanan. Eino ma'alo la mizonos. So he does not give her mizonos, and he's not faulted for that. Because he's not going to be married because of the din d'rabbanan. So you're right. So Shmuel really meant that our Mishnah is the real reason, and that Mishnah is just brought in as a ramification of our Mishnah. Once we say Wednesday, and with three steps, Wednesday because of Tainus Pesulim. Step two, not Sunday because you want to give 3 days of Suda. Step three, once we say Sunday's out, that's why the husband is not responsible if the 12 months ends on a Sunday and not on a Wednesday. Period. That is all part one. Yeah. If the husband works on the suda, it's going to become, meaning then it's such a good reason that even if he does not find basula, there's a balance. There's also a husband wants his wife to be a basula. No, that's a very strong chazaka also. If a man doesn't find basula, this is just trying to balance out the other side. There is a discussion. This time of, let's say, Arison comes, and then you did Arison, and then the time for Nisun comes. And after 12 months, they should get married. So Mizonos kicks in. The Chiyuv of Mizonos kicks in. They're not married. So is that purely a Knas? Is that purely a Knas, a fine? Hey, you should have gotten married now. She's been waiting 12 months for you. You didn't get married? You better start supporting her now. Is that purely a Knas? Or is it, and this is noted by a number of Achronim, or is it somehow there's a quasi, they didn't get married yet, Lamaisa, but there's a quasi Nisuin. It's the time for them to be married, and they should be married, and he didn't get married. So is purely a fine or no? A nafkamina would be, are there any other halachas to kick in? Because mizonos is usually a function of Nisuin. He doesn't have to support his wife until Nisuin. Where does mizonos come in here? The Gemara discusses hafaras nedarim. Could he be made for her nedarim already, even though they're not married? Hafaras nedarim. That would only be if there's some type of quasi, not real, but a quasi marriage already. Or does he have any rights? Forget his obligations. Does he have any rights from this moment? Maisa Yadayim. There's a machlokas whether he could get, is entitled to her Maisa Yadayim, her work. Is he entitled to that? I'll tell you who talks about it here. Let me just open this up. It's machlokas of the Rishonim. Kamosha Shekol Nesua Shabal Zocha Maisa Yadeha Tzimuras Mizonos or not? And the Arsameach says it's totally on this issue. If it's a pure knas, just Mizonos, he's entitled to Mizonos. And she is entitled to have him support her, and that's it. And no other halachas kick in. But if you see it's some type of quasi marriage, so then there might be other halachas like a faras adarim and like maisi adayim. That's what the Arsa Meach says to explain this line of what higia hazman velo nisu. Is it a pure knas or is it some type of marriage? Period. Next gemar. Lefichach. What's lefichach? Rashi explains. Lefichach, you don't start a Gemara usually with a therefore. Right? You ever start a paper with therefore? What do you mean therefore? What happened beforehand? So therefore, Rashi explains, we just have established the principle that even though the Mishnah says if the time for marriage comes 12 months later, usually he has to now support her, but he does not have to, that's the Ikra that he has to support her, but the reason he does not marry her is because there's a takana derabanan to wait. You got to wait till Wednesday. Therefore, he doesn't have to support her. So now, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, lefichach, let's extend this not only to where he doesn't get married because he's listening to the rabbis. Let's say there's another ones that occurs that prevents him from getting married. Does he have to support her then? Or do we say no? Just like one ones of listening to the rabbis is preventing him, so do any ones. He doesn't have to support his wife now. So says the Gemara, lefichach, chala hu, what if he got sick? What if he gets sick and he can't come to the wedding? Does he have to support her? So the Gemara says, no, let's assume. Once you say that listening to the Rabbanon exempts him, so too, if he gets sick, osha chalsa hi, or if she gets sick, osha pirsa nida, or let's say she becomes a nida beforehand, in all these cases of ones, in all these cases of ones, so the Gemara says, Eino ma'alo mazonos, he is not held responsible, and the chiva mazonos does not kick in. Again, what's the lefichach? Just like if he listens to the Rabbanon and doesn't get married till Wednesday, he does not have a chiva to support his wife, because he's listening to the rabbis, so too if any other ones occurs. He gets sick, she gets sick, or she becomes a nida, in all those cases, he does not have to give her mazonos, period. Oh, so, this is a very important line. There are a number of Gemaras in Ksubis and elsewhere. What is chuppah? What is chuppah? Chuppah, you go to a chuppah. What is chuppah? It's very clear what Kiddushin is, or Erisin. The Mishnah's first Mishnah in Kiddushin says, Kiddushin is kesesh tarabiyah. That's clear. A man has to give money to the woman, or something that's worth money, a ring, you can give her a potato, give her anything that's worth a shava pruta. Shtar, we do kesef today, shava kesef. But you can also give her a shtar. Hari yam kudeshes li, and you give her the shtar. Or bia, which we don't do already from Yisbana Gemara, they're not makadish for bia. But kiddushin, you know specifically what it is. What's nisuin? What do you have to do for nisuin? Or chuppah, same thing. Very unclear, what is nisuin? So there are many different opinions what nisuin is. Doesn't mean a canopy. That's one opinion. Like we do all of them. Just to be safe, we do all the opinions. Is it a canopy? The Rama says in Eben Ezer and Simin Nun Hey, de chuppa eino yichud. Who's he saying chuppa eino yichud? The Rambam discusses why do we go to the yichud room afterwards after the chuppa? Because that's the Rambam shita that chuppa is yichud haray labia. So we do that shita too. We do every shita. The Rambam says it's yichud, but the Rama says you don't only do that. Ella kol shehivia hachasan labeisa l'shem nisuin. The chasan brings the kala into his house. So where's the house? What if they go to a hotel the first night? Where's the house? That's why there's a minhag of some to rent the catering hall. You give a dollar. The chassid gives a dollar to the caterer, so it's like his. Like his. Or at least even if he doesn't, the chuppah is his miniature house. That's why the chassid goes first, to establish it at his house, and then he waits for the kallah to come in. Right? That's his, that designated spot. V'yeshomim shachuppah hisha person sudar al rosha b'shas habracha. You put something on top of their heads b'shas habracha. On their heads? What do you see on their heads? So right? You see some weddings, they have a minute to put the talus on the heads. I put the talus on the heads. That's quoted in the Rishonim. That's another form of chuppah. The yeshom into chuppah is psulah mishiyasa behenema. Right? Well, she looks like a chuppah. She's wearing something special on her. She's wearing the special veil on her head. V'aminaga pashit achshav likros chuppah makam shemachris and yuriya prusal gabi klunsos. Says the Ramah, what we call a canopy, that's what we call chuppah. U'machris and tachteh ha'chazim v'akala barabim u'makachasham, etc. And then they go to a makam sanua, v'zeh chuppah hanoag achshav. So we do all the shitas of chuppah. But all the Rishonim discuss what is real chuppah. So the Rambam, famous shita, the Rambam shita is that chuppah is yichud haroi labiyah. It has to be fit to that the husband and the wife can live together. That's what Nisuin is all about. So you need that. Says the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, Perek Yud, Avalam Haisa Nida, by Chuppas Nida, Afal Pisha Nichnas of the Chuppah, but it's Yachinima, even though they had Chuppah, Lo Gumru Hanisuin, Vahari Hika Arusa Adayin. Important Lashon, but you're not fully married, basically, according to the Rambam. This is the minority. Most Rishonim, other Rishonim hold that they're married. Right? That's why when we have a Chuppas Nida, we go through the marriage. We even, right, the posim discuss this, most posim even allow the chassan to put the ring on the finger, right, carefully. Why? Because shalolavayish, nobody should know. Anyway, whatever, how you work out the yichud afterwards, everybody agrees you can't have yichud, but most Rishonim say that they're fully married. Where does the Rambam get such a shita from? Nida excludes and prevents marriage? Says the Ran, right here, this line of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? If he's sick, is she sick? Or if she becomes a Nida? So those are cases, examples of what? Of onsim that prevent the marriage. What do you mean? So what? She's a Nida. So get married. If they're sick, they can't come. So get married anyway, says the Ran. This is a big rise to the Rambam. Again, there are rise on both sides. But this is one of the big rise to the Rambam. That pashtus of this line, that the Gemara says Nida is a reason not to get married, says the Ran, Daf Aleph Amad Aleph and the Daf Arif. This is one of the rise for the Rambam. So just, how does the other Rishonim get out of it? Rove Rishonim do not hold this way. How do you read this Gemara? So the Ran says, Chuppah, he quotes the other shittas, that Chuppah is just, Knisa, I didn't mention this one, Knisa L'Rishuso, I mean Knisa bringing the wife into the husband's house. Aye, so what about this Gemara? Hainu Taima, says the Ran. Dekivan she'ein Chuppah zu Mesura Labia lo chivuhu chachamim lakonsa. Of course they would be married if he did it. But because they can't live together anyway, so chachamim wouldn't force them to marry her today. What do you have to marry her today? You're not going to be able to live in the same house anyway. So that's all the Gemara means. Pierce Anita, and therefore they wouldn't force you to get married. Of course, if you would get married, you'd be married. But in this case, they wouldn't force you to be married. Okay, that is a huge issue, which hopefully we'll come back to a number of times. Either way, that line is an important line in the Machlokas.
So that after a year, you have to pay the
Mizonos. After a year, the Mizonos kicks in.
So even if she's sick,
you're... So we're going to talk about that right now. So far, first version of the Gemara is that we are not machalik within onsim. Once we know that if he doesn't get married because he was listening to the Rabbanon to wait till Wednesday, he does not have a chiyum mezonos, so to any ones. If he's sick, if she's sick, if anything happens. But v'ika the boy, let me boy. Continue the Gemara. But some have it as a question, not as a statement. We know, you're right, if he's listening to the rabbis and doesn't get married, he doesn't have to give mizonos. That's a unique ones. Listening to the Rabbanon, of course, we're not going to force you to pay to mizonos if you were listening. But what about the others? Chalahu, what if he gets sick? Mahu, hasam time amay mishim da'anis, v'hakanami ha'anis. Do we say the reason that he does not have to give mizonos if he listens to the takana de Rabbanon is because it's an ones? And this is also an ones. Dobi Machalik, O Dilma, Hasim Anis, but Takanta Takinale Rabbanon. There, it's a special type of ones. If you're going to listen to the Rabbanon, so then fine. We're not going to make you give mizonos. But Hachalo, but here, okay, you got sick, but she's waiting to get mizonos. You have to support her, so you got sick. That's not enough of an ones to say that you don't have to pay. So that's a question. And what if we say, if he's sick, you're right, it's different than what we said before, and you have to give him mizonos if he gets sick. But what about chalsahi? What if she gets sick? He's there. Honey, come on, I'm waiting for you. Sorry, I can't come now, I'm sick. I'm not So maybe there's different. Even if you want to say if he gets sick, he has to pay. Maybe if she gets sick, it's not true. Matzi amar la anoha ke'imna. Can he say, I'm here, I'm here? O Dilma, no. Matzi amar la nistachvas adehu. Or she could say, sorry, your field was flooded. Literally, meaning, tough, you're bad luck. You're bad luck. I'm sorry, I'm sick. It's out of my control. Right? This is out of my control, and therefore, you still have to pay me mizonos. Three, the imtim salam or amalin is nachmas adehu, and even if you want to say, she could say, tough luck, you have to give me mizonos. What about pirsan idamahu? What about if she becomes an idam? Maybe that's also a unique type of ones. Why? B'shas vesaloti baylacha. I'm not asking you, says the Gemara, at a time when she's supposed to become an idam. Because that, the lo masi amrelein is nachmas adehu. Surely there she can't say, sorry, it's your bad luck. Because that's not bad luck. Every woman gets her period at some point, has a shas. So at the normal time of shas vesta, if she gets her period then, so then of course she cannot taina, it's your bad luck. But it's not his bad luck, this is the way of life. Kiti boy lucha shlo b'shas vesta. The question is, our question of whether he has to pay her mizonos after 12 months, is if she becomes a nida not at her normal time. Shlo b'shas vesta. Remember, b'zman ha-gemar, b'zman ha-mishnah, it seems that there were many more women that had a regular cycle. B'zman hazeh is very unusual. There are women that have regular cycle, meaning vestos kavuos, right, a 28-day cycle. Most women today don't have a vestos kavua. They have an eda kavua, 28, 32, 31. Right, that's just the Messias has changed. Seems the Messias has changed. There are some women that have a vestos kavua. But says the Gemara, what if she sees shelo b'shas vesta, what she's not supposed to see? My, that's the question. Kivan delo b'shas vesta havi matzi have. Since it's not at the time of she's supposed to get her period, matzi amrelin estakvas adehu, do we say then, that's why she could say, sorry, your field was flooded. I'm not supposed to become a nida now. I did. What do you know? You still got to pay me mizonos. O Dilma, or no, Kiva Deacon Nashi, the Kamishanya, Vestayu, or she would say, no, since some women change their cycle, Kishas Vestadami, so you always gotta expect it, and therefore, this is just the way of life. And the Gemara, therefore, in this version 1 is that all Onsim, he is Pater. That was version 1. Version 2, now the Gemara asks them as questions that we don't know. Fine if he listens to the Rabbanan and waits till Wednesday so he doesn't have to pay for those 3 days of the interim. But I don't know about these Ones cases. The Gemara has 3 questions that does not formulate it as a statement. Period. Tosfos on top, important line. Tosfos says, why does she keep saying, hey, it's your bad luck? Why can't he turn around and say, it's your bad luck? What do you mean, it's your bad luck? Why does she get to say that? It's his bad luck that she became an Eder or got sick. Why can't he say, it's your bad luck that you can't come to the marriage? Sorry, honey, you got to wait a few days, and then I'll pay you. It doesn't seem like they're so, you know, why don't you say, sure. You know, I guess we're talking about Meikir Hadin. Does he have to, you know, he could say, you're still living in your father's house. Right, when anybody goes to their in-laws, they just eat the food and they're there. They don't have to go buy anything. You take advantage. Take advantage when you're at somebody's house. He says, I'm gonna support you. You're still living with your father. So why does she get to say it's your bad luck? Tosfos says, Adaraba, Mazlogar, it's her bad luck. She got sick. 2 answers. Number 1, Dekiva de lo mifkata apiriya varivya lo miansha. It can't be her bad luck because she has no mitzvah anyway to have children. What about marriage? What about nisuin? Kiddushin might be a mitzvah. Nisuin as a separate mitzvah is linked to Pruvu. It's linked to marriage. That's Tosfos' jump. We're talking about marriage here, but Tosfos is linking it to Pruvu. As we learned in Maseches Yevamos, against one Tana who disagrees, we paskin that women do not have the mitzvah of Pruvu. Men have the mitzvah of Pruvu to have children. Women do not. So it says Tosfos, it can't be her bad luck if she does not have the mitzvah to do it. No mitzvah, so it could only be seen as his bad luck. He wants to do the mitzvah, and he can't do it. We'll get back to that. Just do the second day. V'od, the ha'isha hi sadeh shel ba'al, v'in ha'ba'al sadeh shelah. Meaning, your field was flooded, the woman is in the reshus of the husband, and not vice versa. Right? That's a halachic reality. No matter what people want to think, that it's an equality, marriage is k'nisa l'reshuso. It's the woman's status that changes. She becomes an Ashes Ish. The man's status doesn't change. That's why he can marry more than one wife, Midaraisa. And she can't, because his status doesn't change. She's an Ashes Ish. And therefore, he has to create the environment for her. And she is Knesset L'Rishus, so that's why all the obligations kick in. Because it's his Rishus, it's his house. That's why Minhagim go by the father, by the husband. Because it's Knesset L'Rishus. And that's why even there are those, the question in the discussion in the post game, again, it's becoming more more common, especially in the business world, and some posts may even say it's a lechatchila. Some men wear rings. Wear rings. So I've spoke to one posek who says he advises his talmidim to wear rings if they're in the business world. So people should know that you're married, right? Because they say it's a thing that if you're married and you don't wear a ring, it's a simon of something. So Dafka, I had a friend of mine who made aliyah years ago. He said he used to wear it, and then he had a bowl in front of his house. So when he went out, he put it on, and when he came back in, it was out all day. And when he came back in, he took it off and put it in. Okay, so that's an issue. You want to do it. Not for now. But either way, there's no double ring ceremony under the chuppah. You want to wear a ring, put it on in the yichud room, put it on afterwards. Why? Because the ring is knisa, he is being makadisher. He is being koneher to come into his rishus. And that's what it is in halacha. You want to put on the ring, it's nothing to do with the ceremony. Besides chukos agayim, to have equality under the chuppah, which is that we believe something is happening here and you can't change what's happening. But that's the second day of Tosfos. He sada shalbal v'inabal sada shalah. And therefore, she is nichnas l'rishus habal. And that is what we hold l'halacha. The first day of Tosfos is also important, and that is she is not mitzuban puravu. Again, it's a big topic. Just to mention one a source that we like to mention a number of times, Meshech Chachma, Baruch Hashem. Even though it's early, you know, we could still talk about Meshech Chachma. Writes in Parshas Noach, why hashkafically the women are not mitzuban puravu? You would think women having children, no mitzvah. Says the Meshech Chachma beautifully, Derecha Darchei Noham. Hashem cannot command painful mitzvahs. Can't be a mitzvah if it's painful. Mila, okay, it's an exception. That's the Mesiris Nefesh, Sakana. We don't know if the 8-day-old baby is screaming, but, you know, it's a different kind of mitzvah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot command something that's painful, inherently. So that's why he doesn't command Puravu. To balance that, says the Meshech Chachma, he put into a motherly instinct to want to have children. To balance it out. A mother has more of a rut zone, of an inner rut zone to have children more than a father. So therefore he put that in to balance it out, because she's not mitzvah. Why should she ever want to do the mitzvah? So a husband has to do it, right? He doesn't have a choice. Ain't Brera. But the mother has a choice. But that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it into the Teva. So that's a part of, it's based on a pasuk, but Meshech Chachma gives a little hashkafa behind it.
Is
Tosfos a raya that it's a knas and not a quasi marriage in a chinami? So if the whole
the lomiyasha,
she wouldn't be. I'm sorry. The whole Gemara seems to be that's a raya, right? The whole Gemara sounds like it's talking knas issues in a chinami. Okay. Pashit, fifth line, last word. Pashit, so the second version of the Gemara is that it's there are questions here. So Pashit Rav Achoy tried to explain at least some of the questions. Who is this? The mysterious Rav Achoy. Very unusual lashon. Pashit Rav Achoy. Usually the Gemara answers, you know, I'll answer one of them. Pashit Rav Achoy. Tosfos quotes, not like the Rashbam. Pashit in Dibur Maskil Pashit. Not like the Rashbam who says this Rav Achoy is one of the Gaonim. Rav Achoy Gaon who wrote the Shiltos. Right, that's after the Amoraim. This is in that Rav Achoy. Come on. This is a Rav Achoy who's an Amora. Rabbi Natan says he's an Amora. He's a Rav Achoy. So not such a famous Amora, but he's an Amora. Right, if the Rashbam is right, it's amazing that Rav Achoy Gaon got into the Gemara. There are some discussions of the Gemara that we know were put in later. Put in after the Gemara. The first daf in Kiddushin part of it was put, the Ritva already says, was put in later. But again, here, Machlokas, we've shown him who this Rav Achoy was. But either way, Pasha Rav Achoy says, maybe he can be medayik from the language of our Mishnah. He giyaz man velo nisu, ochlos bishalov, ochlos bitruma. Our Mishnah says, that Mishnah, on Daf Nun Zayin says, if the time came and the women weren't married, then they get to eat. Lo nasu lo ktani, elo lo nisu. You don't read it lo nasu, they, the men, didn't get married, but it's lo nisu, the women weren't married. The women weren't married. So, hey, Chidami, what are we talking about that the women weren't married? Itakama akvan inhi, if they, the women, were the ones preventing the marriage, so then am I ochel bishalov ochel bishruma? Then they wouldn't be entitled to get the truma. What's that Mishnah talking about? The Mishnah over there that says that they do get truma and they do get mizonos. It's nisu. They didn't get married. So something with the women. So if they dafka caused it, bekavanas, obviously they're not going to get mizonos yet. El ad isis ki agavna. So what must it be talking about? A case where there was an ones on the part of the women. Vikatani, and it still says they eat. Ochlet bishalov, ochlet betruma. So isn't that Mishnah Araya? Because it says the women weren't married, and we assume that's a case of ones. So Amar Vashi, no. No, it could very well be that by every case of ones, no mizonos. She does not get bezonos, right? Meaning just the opposite of the first version of the Gemara. The first version we had on Amud Aleph is that by all ones she does eat, just like not listening to the Rabbanan. Ravashi says, no, it could be that she does not eat by any onyx. Utsukama akve in who? And what's that Gemara talking about? If they, the men, were ma'akev. Ubedinu di boile lemisi lo nasu. It could have said lo nasu in the Mishnah. Viadi, tana resha bediti, tana nami seva bediti. Just uses a parallel lashon, but you can't be medaik anything from the nisu versus nasu. Period. So lo maskana, what do you see from this Gemara? That ones plays a role. Ones plays a role in the Higiyah Hazman, and if an ones occurs, so then that breaks it up, and there is no chiyuv of mizonos. That is what Ravashi says. Two dots. Amar Rava, ule inyan gitin enokain. Enokain what? Let me get enokain. So Rashi quotes the first skinny line, alafikach koi. Lafichach, it's going on to Lafichach. What's Lafichach? We had an Aleph. Lafichach says the Rashi, continuing to explain the Gemara. The Ashmeinon she'akavas ha'onis potrasam and amazonos. We just said before. What we just say before these two dots, that ones breaks up mizonos, an ones occurring has significance. Says Ravanel, when it comes to Hilchas Gittin, ones does not have significance. What does that mean? Let's continue the next line. Alma kasava Rava ein ones begitin. Rava holds ones is not significant by a get. In other words, we'll have cases like this, but just to give an example, a man says to his wife, man's going traveling, says, honey, here's a get, it's yours, you're divorced in 30 days if I don't come home. If I don't come home in 30 days, you're divorced. And let's say he has an ones and he can't come home. His car breaks down and he's stuck for 3 days and he wanted to come home, he was an ones. Says Rava, tough luck, she's divorced. Ein ones begitten. Ones does not have an effect, does not have significance in get. Though, and that's Rava, though it has an effect by marriage, but it does not have an effect by get. So, minole le Rava ha. How does Rava know this? How does Rava know ein ones begitten? Four possibilities in the Gemara. Today we do three. The fourth one we get to by Hashem tomorrow. But four possibilities. Number one. Is the source of Rava from the following Mishnah. This is your get if I don't come from now until 12 months. If 12 months comes and I don't come, so then this is your get. What if he dies within 12 months? Says the Mishnah, ain't no get. It's not a get. Why? Why is there no get? Well, first let's do the next line. Mesu de ain't no get. We are medayik that only if he dies it's not a good get. That's a specific type of ones. Why? There's a principle, ein get la'achar misa. Person, after he dies, can't give a get. A get is only when he's alive you can give a get. If he died, he died. She's an almana. She's not going to be a grusha. So we're medayik that maybe only here, the get, the ones, it is not a good get, and the misa has significance, because ein get la'achar misa. Ha'chala, but let's say he had just gotten sick, and that's the reason that he couldn't come back. Ha'reis that get, we would say it is a good get. Meaning, even though he got sick, and that's the reason he's not coming back, the get still kicks in. And maybe that's possibility number one. That's the source for Rava of ain ones begitin, which really means ain tainus ones begitin. A man can't taina that it was an ones by get, and the get kicks in anyway. That's possibility number one. Says the Gemara, is that true? Maybe the Mishnah is Lavdafka. Maybe even if he would have gotten sick, it would not be a get, meaning an ones would be a factor. Maybe all that Mishnah is telling me, why does it say the case of he died? To teach me, but not to tell me any diyukim about getting sick. So maybe that's the, maybe there's no riot to you, Rava. So the Gemara says, one second, Ein gelach hamisa hatana le'resha. I have a different source that teaches me Ein gelach hamisa. If a person says, this is your get if I die, this is a shchiv meirat talking. This is a man on his deathbed talking. He does not want his wife to become an almana because, let's say he has a brother and they have no the man himself didn't have any children. He doesn't want her to have to do yibam, so he wants to divorce her. So he says, you know, honey, if I die from this sickness, this is your get. This is your get. It's not considered anything. We're going to get to later because he didn't say he should work me'achshav. So it really works after he dies. It doesn't work. Engel achar misa. So says the Gemara, that's where we learn engel achar misa from. So this first case that we said is open to teach me Rav's din. So the Gemara again says, no, Dilma lafuki mi d'rabosenu. No, maybe that last case is not coming to teach me in Gela Chamisa. That last case is teaching me to go against the Shita of Rabosenu. Who's that? The Tanya, Rabosenu etiruli nase. Rabosenu, these other rabbis, allowed the woman to get married in this case and to consider her a grusha. In the case where Shechid Mira says, this is your get. They don't say it's a gel acharmisa. Why? V'yamina man rabosenu, am Rav Yudah Meshmuel. Who are these rabosenu? It's beitina desharu mishcha. It's the bezdin that allowed oil. What's that? There's a mishnah in Avodah Zarah that talks about bishul akum, afias akum, baked goods, all the different things about an akum. What about shemen? You never saw shemen Yisrael. Oh, I'm makpet on shemen Yisrael. You know, where's that? The mishnah says shemen is also aser. So the Gemara already says that it didn't catch on, and it was matir already bizman atanoim. So that's what the bezin that allowed the oil. So sabr laka Rabbi Yossi. These other rabbis hold like Rabbi Yossi. The amar zman shal shtar mochiach alav. If there is a date written in a document, why'd you write the date? If you don't want this to kick in except when a person dies, why'd you write the date anyway? So says Rabbi Seinu, it's as if you said Mei Achshav. It's as if you said the fact that you wrote a date in the shtar means you want it to be chal now. You say, this is your get if I die, but really it's going to be chal now. So says the Gemara, remember the focus, remember the structure. The Gemara says maybe that last source that we quoted of Hareza Gita Chimesi is not coming to teach me Enget Lachar Misa, is coming to go against this other unique shita of Rabbi Seinu. So therefore, we need the first source to teach me Engel Achar Misa. And we're back to our question. There's no source for Rava to teach me Ein Ones Begitin. That's what we just did. We just used up all the sources. Except there's no source to teach me the din of Rava. So the Elam Seifa. So we say, okay, try number two. Remember, out of four. Try number two if you want to make numbers in your Gemara. The Elam Seifa. Let's learn it from the next case. What if he says, this is your get from today if I don't come back in 12 months? We're going to get to the case of David's soldiers, what kind of get they gave. We're going to get to that later on Daf Yud. We're going to get to that. This is going to come up there again. What kind of get they gave the soldiers. So, me'achshav, from now, if I don't come from now until 12 months, u'meis betoch she'emas ha'chodesh ha'reiz ha'get, and the person dies within 12 months, it is a get. Meis v'hu adin l'chala. Shouldn't we say that here, make misa is not dafka? Any ones. If any ones occurs in those 12 months, it's a get. So, the Gemara says, dilma meis dafka. Jelonicha le'diti b'kam yavam. No, who says it's lav dafka? Maybe specifically misa. By misa, we could say, you know what, this guy obviously wanted the get to kick in. He doesn't want his wife to have to marry his brother. But by any other ones, who says he would want it to kick in? So again, maybe it's specifically by misa, and there's no raya when it comes to any other ones. Number three, elameha. Number three, try. Dahuda amalahu. The man says to his wife, ilo asin mikana vatlasan yomen levi gita, if I don't come back within 30 days, this is your get. Asa b'sof t'lasan yomen. He comes at the end of 30 days. It's day 30. And the wife is on one side of the river. And she sees her husband coming. She's like, oh, Baruch Hashem, he's coming back. I don't have to get divorced. And all of a sudden, a bolt of lightning came down and hit the bridge in between them. And he's stuck on that side. And there are no logs to go across. But paski maver, the bridge broke. Amalu chazud asoy, chazud asoy. I'm here, honey, I'm here. I'm back. He's not back. He said, if I get back here. But he's in the other country over there on the other side of the water. Amar Shmuel Ashrei Masya, tough luck. He didn't come back. See, there's a bridge out. He didn't come back. Tough luck. Ein Onei Spaget. So this is the source. Possibility number three. Ein Onei Spaget. So Gemara says, maybe that's not a raya either. Why? Vildilma onto the Shriach Shiny. You should have known. Okay, let's forget the lightning. You know, let's say just the bridge, the boat wasn't working that day. That was more common in those days. It was rough waters. But the ma'onza the shchiach shiny. It's a shchiach ones. It's a common ones. To kiven di boy leila asnuye velo asni yud after anafshe. Because he shouldn't have waited to the last minute. So he caused his own loss, and that's not called an ones. But it could be that by a regular ones, you would say ones has significance. So we still do not have a raya to Rava. Three possibilities rejected, and we are up to possibility number four. Just one other point for today, and then we'll have to talk about a general point of ones forget tomorrow, and that is, the Achronim discuss what happened like in this last case. The ones happens only on the last day. Is ones on the last day the same? Is called an ones? Let me give you an example. Comes up every day. Not every day. It comes up. It's an orachayim example. A guy says, "Okay, I'm going to daven mincha in a couple. I'm going to daven mincha later. I'm doing this now." And then something happens, and this and that, and you bekavana beforehand said, "I'm going to daven mincha later." And then the last moment, oh, something happened. Right? I have to take care of. Somebody had to go out. I can't daven later. Is that called an ones or is that called a shogeg? What do you mean? You're full. You should have davened earlier. You had plenty of time before. But I was an onis at the end of the time. Well, not big nafkamina, because you have tashlumin. There's only tashlumin when it comes to right a certain cases. Or is that a mezid? Right, mezid doesn't have tashlumin. You should have davened before. It's your fault. So Shulchan Aruch discusses it. So we'll mention it tomorrow. They talk about, where does this come up? By Bati Arechoma. Bati Arechoma, we know that the halach is when you sell a house in a walled city, you have a year to buy it back. If you don't buy it back within a year, then it remains the buyer's forever. So the Mishnah says in Erechin, that it used to be that on the last day, the buyers used to hide. They used to hide so nobody could find them. And then they come the next day, oh, sorry, you didn't see me? You didn't see me? You didn't see where I was? I was waiting for you! They used to hide. Beis Din made a takana that the sellers could just go to Beis Din and drop off the money, and it's theirs. Just sell the. So the Ksos discusses, but what do you mean? That's an onis on the last day. Is that called an onis, or is that not called an onis? So our Gemara plays a crucial role in that issue. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Today's Shia was a sponsor of the Zeichon Ishmas, Rachel Bas Moshe. Rachel Bas Moshe. Okay.